What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
So, folks, if you were listening the other day to the game, Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints, he was actually rehearsing when he was so very excited about that two-point conversion for when we successfully execute the two-point conversion in the NFC Championship when we're going to the Super Bowl this year. It was practice. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah, man. I was like, we haven't had a game. I go, let's just have some fun, man. Let's just make it whatever. I know it's preseason, but man, it was exciting. I was like, what the heck? You know, and so my statistician, Dr. Rick Weiner, he put it best. He said, because he saw a headline before, he said the headline should read Saints beat Jaguars 17-17. I think that's classic.
I loved it. I actually replayed it. I mean, it was great. You know, I was thinking, wait, what am I going to say when I introduce him today? Because it was fun. It seemed, you know, it was a rough start again, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to be very selective in this.
Well, no, I mean, we put some things together, but again, we couldn't like get it, you know, over the goal line, so to speak.
Yeah, they've had, offensively, now one was, you know, Rattler started game one, Chuck game two, and they've been able to move the ball, but just haven't been able, you know, field goals have been it. And so, really, Chuck, you know, he played pretty well, 9-12, and he had the Olave drop that could have kept that drive going, and I'm not blaming Chris, it's preseason. But that's been an issue, is that you, in the first game, there were like four drives. One was after a turnover inside the 20, and you turned it over on downs. You got, out of all these drives, you got two field goals. And so, yeah, that's something that concerns you a little bit. To me, the bigger issue is that I feel like the Chargers and Jacksonville pretty much did what they want offensively early on. It was they were able to run the ball well, move the ball well. If it weren't for a Trevor Lawrence fumble early, that could have been points. But it was – so you're right, but to me it's offense and defense. You cannot – you just can't get afford to get off the slow start, because I don't know if this team is built – now it did Sunday, you know, built to have these, you know, big comebacks. So you've got to get off to better starts on both sides of the football.
The offensive line, let's talk about that for a moment. Shuck was sacked twice. Rattler was not. Of course, there were a whole different group of people on the field, as it relates to the times that they played. But you begin to wonder whether or not you need someone with really good footwork back there because of some of the inconsistency up front.
Yeah, it was not, and I think that's part of the reason. There were two reasons I think that the first team offensive line played in this game. That was because Shuck was a quarterback, and he had Rattler with the ones, and so you wanted kind of to see apples to apples with the ones. And then the second part of this is that I think that Kellen believes that they need a little more work together. Not they're all, outstanding players, but yeah. But work together. You're also working in a new left guard with Penning out. I would say Kelvin Banks and Caesar did not have their best games and are not certainly as well as they played in week one. But I just feel like overall you have to look at this with a grain of salt and that you're not game planning. You're just running plays. Hey, let's see if this works. You're not game
right.
planning
yeah.
with what Jacksonville's putting out there defensively. But you want your quarterback to be able to go to the line, make the calls. What's my play if this isn't, working? But yeah, I think that offensive line, and we don't know Caesar's situation. We'll find out this afternoon. He with the injury, hopefully minor. But that just drives you nuts in preseason. The injuries to Trevor, and we'll see with Ruiz. So I have to wait and see, but yeah, I feel like, and we also don't know how does Kellen Moore treat preseason week three. I'm assuming that, based that not many of the starters will play and mostly backups as you look to see who's going to make your final 53 and then your practice squad, but we don't know. And has he decided internally on the quarterback battle? But we see either one of the quarterbacks in week three as he's still evaluating. We might find out this week. I feel like he knows, in his heart, whether he makes it public. I don't know. And I asked him that last week in that, is there really a situation now as you're playing Jacksonville where you've got so much of a big sample now from OTAs, to mini camp, to training camp, one preseason game. Can a quarterback separate himself from the other unless one of the quarterbacks just doesn't play well? We don't want that separation, but can a guy really separate? And I'm not sure, And so I think we'll find out a lot this week. Again, because of the off week, meaning Labor Day weekend, you play on Saturday, man, you've got two full weeks of your team, your offense to kind of do what you want. But I don't know. I don't know how he's going to treat week three with the quarterback situation.
I spend, when I watch preseason games, I kind of just isolate and look at a particular player. I just decide, okay, I'm going to look at, the left tackle or the right tackle or whatever. And kind of what I was seeing and where I was a little disappointed is I felt like we were always on our heels, and it kind of revealed itself a little bit again with the running game. None of those yards that we were able to gain came real easy. We had a couple of plays where you were able to hit the seam and put some yardage up there, but not that often. And then the other side, Jacksonville, on the other hand, they seem to do it more often than not.
Yeah, they ran the ball better. And, there was a couple of good runs. Kendre Miller had a good run holding yeah. on Torricelli, so that brought that. It was a 12-yard gain. So you see glimpses, but you're right. You don't see enough, 4 or 5 yard runs on first down. That's all you're looking for. You could be at second and six, mm-hmm. And so it ended up being, it felt like to me, they were using the pass to do that. You would throw a short pass to whoever and get 4 yards. Then it's second and six, you'd get there. I think a couple of times, with different backs weren't able. And again, without me knowing, one was Kendre and one was Cam Akers. I don't want to say they didn't pick up the blitz because I don't know if that's their guy. It might have been, a tackle or a guard. But either way, you're getting pressure on the quarterback. And Kendre was kind of beat on one play because he was standing too tall and he just got kind of overrun. So it's a little bit of everything in that situation. But you're right. They're going to have to figure out a way. And, offensive linemen hate pass blocking. The intention is to run block where they're dictating the action as opposed to pass blocking when the defensive ends and tackles, they're dictating the action with stunts. And the Saints had problems last year really kind of picking up the stunts from the defensive line. Did a better job, I think, of corralling the quarterback, being a little more disciplined in their lanes. These quarterbacks, not running like a Trey Lance did, but still good work. And quite frankly, they get that kind of work daily. Shuck can run, and you get that with Spencer Rattler being able to run the football. But yeah, you're right. The ability early on of Jacksonville and the Chargers to kind of dictate the action offensively, and the Saints' inability offensively early on to kind of get into the flow is challenging. But when you look at preseason, when I ain't got Alvin Kamara in there and, a lot of the, Shaheed and Olave running plays, I'm a little less worried. But you do got to find the number two, right? I feel like Kendre Miller has shown enough to be that number two back. I feel like Mason Tipton,
I was just getting ready to say, if you look at individual play, I tell you one thing about this, about Mason Tipton, that boy's fast.
Yeah.
I mean, he is quick.
He was the darling of training camp last year because of his speed, came out of Yale. And so clearly, if you, I'm assuming that you're Olave, Shaheed, Brandon Cooks in that range are your top three. And then it was a bunch after that. Mason Tipton has clearly separated himself, as has, I kind of believe, Dante Pettis. Just because Pettis can do – he's a punt returner, right? I mean, and so he's a kick returner. He can do things from a special team standpoint. And then the fifth or sixth wide receiver that you might put on practice squad, I don't know. Cedric Wilson, not sure where – he fits into the mix right now, and he could be five. I mean, this is me talking, not Kellen Moore. But then you got to start thinking, if I release somebody, they got to be able to clear waivers. I'm interested to see the guy they signed just last week, Roderick Daniels, number 89. They released Chris Tyree. This guy's 5'9", played at SMU. He just kind of has just speed written all over. Returned two punts at SMU for touchdown. So, he's a guy I think what they'll do is hide. Maybe we don't even see him week three. And he's a great practice squad guy. But you're right, man. Mason Tipton has really, not just to me, yes, the speed, but also the ability to make some really difficult catches. And that's what this team, I think, has needed or has desired a receiver and or tight end to go get the football, right? Don't make them throw it in the basket all the time. Go get it. And hopefully we can see more of that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know what I like about him is he's really smart in positioning his body, and he's also physical enough where, you know, the defenders are grabbing and pulling, and he has this, it looks like he has this capacity to free himself of that. And as I was watching him play, you know, a lot of receivers don't have that ability. He seems to be able to free his arms, you know, that are being grabbed, because they're always holding and grabbing and everything else, right? And you got to get your arms free in order to catch the ball, and he seems to be able to do it.
Right, strong guy, especially when he runs these sideline routes, and it's a lot of hand fighting, but he does have the ability. Because you don't want to hand fight too much, because you're then just basically telling the defender, you know, hey, the ball's coming. But he has kind of the both, at least of what we've seen this preseason, the speed and the ability to kind of not let the you know, the trash and the hands and the ball, everything in his face bother him and still make the catch. Quite frankly, not one of Rattler's best throws. He should have had a touchdown before the Pettis touchdown on that left sideline. He was wide open, and it just Rattler just, you know, overthrew it just a little bit. Scored on, I think, the second play after that with Pettis, or two plays after that. But, yeah, he's both of those guys, to me, have been kind of a bright spot. We have known them, played last year, just as you look at an Isaiah Stallberg and Jalen Ford on defense, who were true special teamers. I'm talking no defensive snaps. And I feel like, you know, now they've played themselves into this defensive scheme and more of a defender than just a special teams player.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about DB play. I thought there were some bright spots there.
Yeah, you know, I think Kool-Aid who hasn't played a ton. I feel like Kool-Aid is taking the next step. He did exactly what you want him to do between year one and year two. You've seen it. You know, there's only one way to play corner, and that's, you know, all out. You can't be afraid to get beat. And I feel like he's got that swagger. I'm a little concerned about Alante Taylor. We don't know much about that situation. He hasn't played, hasn't been around, he's fighting a nagging injury or what's happening. Try to find out some more today, but that's allowed, man, a guy like Isaac Yiadom, who, you know, took his lumps for this football team, went to San Francisco, came back. I feel like he is a much better corner as opposed to just like a fill-in guy, whereas you know, we thought we'd see all this. Oh, we're going to a 3-4 and four linebacker set. Well, quite frankly, you go with the personnel against the offense, and we're still seeing a lot of four down, two linebackers, five DBs, and that puts, you know, Yiadom in there. Love the play. I feel like Julian Blackman and Justin Reed, if they can stay healthy from a safety standpoint, outstanding. Ugo Amadi. You try to get him off the field. He just won't let you. He's not going to let you get him off the field. He just makes plays. So I feel pretty good from a it's a depth situation. If you give me the 22 starters, and I named all 22 starters offense and defense, I feel like that team starters can play with anybody, right? It's but you know in the NFL you don't that doesn't happen, and so you got to who are my backups and can they stand up? And then in the end, you know, I joked with Kellen when I was doing the pregame. There will hopefully would be time when we don't ask you about the quarterbacks. We're not there yet, right? I mean, you don't know who your quarterback's going to be against Arizona. Those first four games, now they're all important. But Arizona, San Francisco, at Seattle, at Buffalo. Wow, right? That four games, to me...
Look, you and I have been to Seattle many times. We haven't left there successfully.
Not an easy place to play. Buffalo, even a harder place to play. Thankfully, it's not December. But those four games, because the San Francisco and Arizona are far better than their records were last year. San Fran was 6-11. They just got beat up. They're not a 6-11 team. But you play those first two at home, and you better get them. You need to come out of that first four 2-2 somehow. But battle, I don't care how it is. Beg, cheat, borrow, and steal, whatever you got to do. But 2-2 is a must. 3-1 is a gift.
Next week, you mentioned this earlier, we're not sure what Kellen Moore's strategy is relative to the third preseason game. I got to imagine we're not going to see some of the same players we haven't seen thus far playing in that game. There's really not any reason to, right?
Right. I mean, to me, it's Jake. I don't know if you want to play Jerry. I feel like one of the two quarterbacks, Spencer and or Tyler, will get some time. I mean, I don't know if you're just going to just put Jake in there, you know, for the entire game. So I don't, you know, to me, because they have been, I won't say injury free, but they haven't, they've been better than they were last year. And they've been, you know, this game means nothing. I don't care that Sean and Zach's free for coming back. This means nothing. So to me, coming out of this game...
I'm not sure you can convince everyone of that, but go ahead.
That's true. You know what I mean. I mean, last year on a Thursday night game that mattered, all right. This one, you know, I feel coming out of this game healthy is far more important than anything else, period. We won't remember. We'll remember 17-17 because of the tie. I have to look up the Charger score every time I mention it. Because I just like, what was the score in that game? You know, you will forget, right? So, but, you know, it's going to be good to see Sean and Zach. And heck, half the team, A.T. Perry, Adam Troutman, Will Lutz, you know, you name it. There's a bunch of former Saints there.
Absolutely. And it's a Saturday game, right? Yeah.
Yes, Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon. I forgot about that. So it'll be interesting for sure. We will be listening. As always, Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate the time and
anytime.
The insight.
Always, Noel. Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. Staff Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at staffgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.